Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. It's so nice to have you here once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. So glad you decided to spend a little bit of your day with me, and you'll be rewarded with some great songs and great singers. And today we'll do that with a musical theme of train songs. Yeah, there have been quite a few songs over the years about the locomotive. In fact, more than I expected, so this may turn into a multiple-week theme. So we'll be taking the train today. And for the countdown, we have the biggest hits from the second weekend of June in 1944. So that's what's on the slate today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown from this weekend to 1944. And the band featured in our theme song, Seems Like Old Times, holds spot number 10 on the chart this week. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. It's Love, Love, Love.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
Imagine you imagining a cozy flat, complete with running dog and cat. Imagine having running dog and cat, and we will have welcome on top of the mat. If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
Coming off the charts after spending 2 weeks at number one here in 1944, that's Guy Lombardo. It's Love, Love, Love. Record number 10 on the Billboard sales chart this week. That was Skip Nelson on the vocals, formerly with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Skip had to find a new gig when Miller enlisted and formed the Army Air Force Band. Well, of course, the war is the big story here this week in 1944, and especially this past week with D-Day, the Allied invasion of Europe. We'll have more on that later, but let's get some other headlines from the war. Back in early May, Soviet troops completely drove the German forces out of the Ukrainian city of Sevastopol, and the Red Army had liberated Crimea. Then just a few days ago, the Soviets launched a new offensive against Finland, with the intent of defeating the Finns before heading off to Berlin. Meanwhile, to the Pacific, on May 17th, U.S. troops land on Wake Island and the northern coast of New Guinea. 10 days later, 12,000 American troops land on Biak. General Douglas MacArthur says this marks the strategic end of the New Guinea campaign. And good news is coming from Italy. On May 18th, Germany evacuated Monte Cassino, and Allied forces take the stronghold after a struggle that claimed 20,000 lives. And then earlier this week, June the 4th, Rome is liberated by the good guys. It's the first Axis capital to fall. President Franklin Roosevelt went on radio to make the announcement.
My friends, yesterday, on June 4th, 1944, Rome fell to American and Allied troops. The first of the Axis capitals is now in our hands. One up and two to go. We want and expect the help of the future Italy toward lasting peace. All the other nations opposed to fascism and Nazism ought to help to give Italy a chance. The Germans, after years of domination in Rome, left the people in the Eternal City on the verge of starvation. We and the British will do and are doing everything we can to bring them relief.
Rome was liberated by the Allies this week in 1944. Now, there's lots of songs out there this weekend about the war and the men and women serving. And one of those is at number 9. It's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and the G.I. Jive.
PFC to CPL, SGT, the LT. CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet. Or read, if you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. It's just a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're PFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the G.I. Jive.
That's 35-year-old Brinkley, Arkansas native Louis Jordan with his Timpani Five and the G.I. Jive at number 9 this weekend, 1944. It was climbing up the sales chart to a peak of number 3, but it would reach number 1 for 2 weeks on the jukebox chart. And it was a 5-week topper on the Harlem Hit Parade. Now, the song was written by Johnny Mercer, who released his own recording in January. It didn't quite make the top 10, but it was also a number 1 on the Harlem chart. Well, here's a bonus record from this weekend in 1944, another war-themed song, but this one's based on the home front. This is Ella Mae Morse, Fussing at the Milkman.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. So, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing ship all night. Turning out my quota All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod. Gotta catch myself some righteous nods. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, stop that grade A riot. Cut out if you can't lullaby it. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. The river to ride, don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with the victory crew when you're making me punch you with that bottle moo. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, bud, with that milk mirage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. All day, working on a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
Plants were operating around the clock during the war here in 1944, so let's keep in mind that there's some odd sleeping schedules going on and keep it down to a dull roar, huh? There, Ella Mae Morse and Milkman Keep Those Bottles Quiet with the Dick Walters Orchestra. That would hit number 7 for the 19-year-old Morse out of Mansfield, Texas. Well, let's get back to the chart from this day 81 years ago. Here's Perry Como at number 8.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long ago,
so long ago and far away, so long ago, so long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed long ago, so long ago.
That's Perry Como at number 8 this weekend in 1944, long ago and far away. An a cappella recording with a mixed chorus, because the musician strike is still going on against some of the record companies. Victor and Columbia haven't come to terms yet, and Perry Como's on Victor. But even without orchestration, that's his first top 10 record. At its peak this week at number 8 for the 32-year-old from Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. And on the radio this year, the 5th War Bond Drive is coming up in the next couple of weeks, and each of the networks will have a day of its own. There's even a day set aside for the independent stations to promote the loan drive. Well, I read in the trade papers that Ozzie Nelson and his wife Harriet Hilliard are set for their own sitcom in the fall. Meanwhile, this season's schedule is winding down. Shows have either finished up their run or are just about to. And the ratings are in for the season. The top show during the afternoon, When a Girl Marries on NBC Monday through Friday at 5 Eastern. That's followed by Portia Faces Life. Other daytime favorites, Backstage Wife, Big Sister, The Right to Happiness, Kate Smith Speaks at Noon, Breakfast with Brenneman at 11, and in the afternoons, the kids get Dick Tracy and Jack Armstrong. Biggest winner on the weekends, The Shadow, of course. There's also the Westinghouse program with John Charles Thomas, the Prudential Family Hour, and Andre Castellanet's Orchestra with The Pause That Refreshes, sponsored, of course, by Coca-Cola. Then in primetime, NBC dominates the ratings, with Fibber McGee and Molly at the top, followed by Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and Jack Benny came in at number 5 in the ratings this year.
Don, since you brought up the subject yourself, tell me, who is there in radio that gets more laughs than I do?
Well, there's Bob Hope, Fibber McGee and Molly, Red Skelton, Burns and Allen, Jimmy Durante, Abbott and Costello, Groucho Marx, and Eddie Cantor.
I mean besides them.
Jack Benny, one of our radio favorites here in 1944. And over the airwaves this year, we're hearing more and more about this trio led by Nat King Cole. Here's his latest called Straighten Up and Fly Right.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
That's the trio led by 27-year-old Nat King Cole. Straighten Up and Fly Right. It was a tune based on a black folk tale that Cole's father, a preacher, had used as a theme for one of his sermons. And Nat King Cole has turned that Sunday morning message into a big hit song. It would get to number 9 on the pop chart, but it's in the midst of a 10-week run atop the Harlem Hit Parade. It's also number 1 on the Jukebox Hillbilly Record Survey. And the future looks bright for the King Cole Trio with Nat on piano, Oscar Moore guitar, and Wesley Prince on bass. It's one of the hits from June of 1944, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we have a showcase filled with trains. So climb aboard and enjoy the ride. Now, I'm sure a number of train titles have come to mind already, and this one should be at or near the top. Here's the Duke. Billy Strayhorn had composed Take the A-Train in 1939, and the title came from Duke Ellington himself. That was the phrase he used to give Strayhorn directions to his home in New York City. The A-Train was in reference to the 8th Avenue Express subway line. Now, musically, Billy Strayhorn was a big fan of Fletcher Henderson's arrangements. Well, that inspiration led him to compose Take the A-Train, featuring the trumpet of Ray Nance, and it became one of the most recognizable songs of the big band era and really one of the greatest jazz numbers of all time. The Ellington Orchestra recorded it in February of 1941. Well, our next train is heading down south. We're Alabama bound with Bobby Darin.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth. My tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. It means that pretty soon we'll cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. just gave the meanest ticket man on earth every cent I'm worth to put my 8 1/2 in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound, I know that pretty soon we'll cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know, here I go, ha 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 ha, I'm out of Alabama bound.
A song from the mid-20s, Alabama Bound, written by Ray Henderson, Buddy DeSilva, and Bud Green, popular with Al Jolson and Paul Whiteman, and was covered in 1962 by Bobby Darin. It was accompanied by the Billy May Orchestra. Also en route to the heart of Dixie are the Andrews Sisters.
Now children, when the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama and all points south, well, hush it up and shut my mouth. Let's pack a bag and let's be ready, we're heading south. When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, we'll be right there, we've got our fare. When we see that rusty-haired conductor man, we'll grab him by the collar and we'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb is. We will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. All aboard, all aboard, we'll be right there, we'll be there, we'll be there, we've got our share. When we see, when we see, when we see that rusty-haired conductor man, we'll grab him by the collar and we'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb, he am. We will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
Irving Berlin wrote that in 1912 when the Midnight Choo Choo leaves for Alabama. And those were the Andrews Sisters from 1948, accompanied by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. Well, since we've introduced the Choo Choo, that of course makes me think of Glenn Miller and the orchestra.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
There really wasn't a train line named Chattanooga, but the story goes that songwriters Mack Gordon and Harry Warren were inspired during a ride on the Birmingham Special, which did stop in Chattanooga. But you couldn't have your ham and eggs in Carolina because the train went through Virginia directly into East Tennessee. But they weren't going for accuracy, they were going for a hit record, and boy was it. Chattanooga Choo Choo was the very first recording to receive a gold record certification for over a million copies sold, as it was a smash for Glenn Miller and the orchestra featuring Tex Beneke along with Paula Kelly and the Modern Airs. A train song for today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, your host and man about town. Well, as we check out the big town here in the second weekend of June in 1944, we see that on Broadway, Arsenic and Old Lace is closing next Saturday after 1,440 performances. Still going strong is Life with Father with 1,900 showings. And Angel Street now has more than 1,000 shows under its belt. And we can't leave out the Doe Girls, more than 600 performances there. Other plays to check out, Chicken Every Sunday, Decision, Othello with Paul Robeson, Over 21, Kiss and Tell, Tomorrow the World, The Two Mrs. Carrolls, and The Wallflower. And for musicals, there's Carmen Jones, Mexican Hayride, Oklahoma, One Touch of Venus, and The Ziegfeld Follies. Well, those were some of the big stage shows from late spring 1944. And there was a Broadway song at number 7 on the countdown this week, but it came from a flop. The 1938 production, Right This Way, had only 15 performances, even though it had a number of songs written by Sammy Fain and Irving Cahall, such as I Can Dream, Can't I? And I'll Be Seeing You. And doing the latter tune here is the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra.
All day through. In
that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
A 1940 recording by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra and re-released here in 44 because of the recording ban, which I mentioned earlier. I'll Be Seeing You was at number 7 this weekend on the Billboard sales chart. It peaked at number 4 and would be the last hit record for Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey. And now it's movie time from this weekend in 1944. Well, as we get settled into our seats, first the short subjects, the Three Stooges' latest, The Yoke's on Me. Mo, Larry, and Curly are rejected by the Army, so they do their part by becoming farmers. A new Disney cartoon, Commando Duck. Donald is ordered to wipe out a Japanese airfield. And from Warner Brothers, there's Duck Soup to Nuts. Daffy keeps escaping from Hunter Porky Pig.
Maybe you'll be interested in a little phrenology, which is by no means the least of my many accomplishments.
What do you mean, what you said?
Why, that means I can tell your future by feeling the bumps on your head.
But I have no bumps on my head.
You have now, chubby!
A couple of very good war documentaries, The Memphis Belle and With the Marines at Tarawa. And then the main features, The Hitler Gang. A good biography there starring Robert Watson. There's The Hour Before Dawn, Franco Tone and Veronica Lake. And there's Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer.
Put your present to me, your mother's brooch, and I wanted to wear it always. I don't remember opening my bag. Well, I suppose I must have... You did put it in there.
Don't you even remember that?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. Suddenly I'm beginning not to trust my memory at all.
Also showing The Adventures of Mark Twain with Frederick March and Alexa Smith. There's Open Arms with Danny Kaye and Dinah Shore. Cover Girl has Rita Hayworth and Gene Kelly. And there's Bing Crosby and Going My Way. And it's a good year for Bing in movies, radio, and music. He's got 3 records on the top 10 this week, including at number 6, San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grill, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating, she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. My lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Number six this weekend, 1944, Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra in San Fernando Valley. Moving down after spending 5 weeks at number one on the jukebox chart. Hey, let's check out the sports page from 81 years ago. In baseball, it's St. Louis leading both leagues. The Cardinals are up 5.5 over the Pirates in the National League. And in the junior circuit, the Browns have a 1.5-game lead on the Red Sox. But it's tight all the way. The Senators in last place are just 4.5 back. And the two St. Louis squads would go on to win the pennant, with the Cardinals beating the Browns in the World Series 4-2. Well, the Cardinals set a National League record this weekend for double plays and a doubleheader as they turned 9 in a Sunday sweep of Cincinnati. The day before, the Reds sent to the mound Joe Nuxhall. At 15 years and 10 months, he's the youngest player in the 20th century. He only lasts 2/3 of an inning in an 18-0 loss, gives up 2 hits and issues 5 walks before being pulled. Well, the war didn't stop the NHL. Montreal dominated hockey this season with a mark of 38-5-7. They beat Toronto 4-1 in the semis, then swept Chicago for the Stanley Cup. Rocket Richard was the star. The horses are still running. Pensive won the Kentucky Derby in Preakness and led down the stretch of the Belmont when Bounding Home came out of nowhere to win by 1/2 length. And this week at the Western Conference Track and Field Championships, University of Michigan's Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch took 3rd place in the broad jump, then drove 160 miles to Bloomington, Indiana to pitch the Wolverines to a win over the Hoosiers. That's a glance at sports this weekend, 1944. And a bonus record a little further down the charts. It's Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Orchestra. With Eugenie Baird at the microphone, Suddenly It's Spring.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do you keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's free. High on a hilltop, love is free. calling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly
Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke song, Suddenly It's Spring, from Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Orchestra featuring Eugenie Baird at the microphone. That was outside the top 10 this weekend in 1944. It would peak at number 12. Part of the soundtrack from June of 44 that we're listening to again today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're riding the rails. Train songs is our musical theme. And next up is Frankie Lane. No, it's not Mule Train, because our subjects are locomotives. And the Frankie Lane tune that I'm talking about is a movie theme song. This is 310 to Yuma.
I want to ride again on the 310 to Yuma. That's where I saw my love, the girl with the gold hair. Not a word between us was spoken. No, the silence never was broken. But before she left, her eyes said a sad goodbye. And I can meet my love and tell her how much I care. Though I have no reason to go there, and there's not a soul that I know there. When the 310 to Yuma leaves, if I have the fare, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
From 1957, the 310 to Yuma, written by George Dunning and Ned Washington. Now, there were two versions of the song. The one for the film had a Western setting. The commercial recording was about a man hoping to see a woman once again. But both were recorded by Frankie Lane. And we'll have more train songs coming up after the break. Plus, more of the hits from this week in 1944 on Seems Like Old Times.